In this bulletin, refugees held in a Melbourne hotel allege they were served a dinner full of maggots and mould. Russia's Supreme Court orders the closure of the country's oldest human rights group. And in cricket, new national hero Scott Boland says he's very happy to have been awarded man of the match in Australia's Ashes triumph over England. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Refugees held in detention in Melbourne's Park Hotel allege they've been served dinner containing maggots and mould. The dinner was served on Monday night and it's understood the food was taken away by guards after numerous complaints, but not replaced with something else. Refugee Action Coalition spokesperson Ian Rintel has told SBS News that this incident highlights the deteriorating conditions facing asylum seekers at the hotel. He says the refugees were appalled by this latest incident.
People opened the takeaway dishes. They were, you know, horrified just to find that there were, you know, maggots in the worms in the, you know, in the plastic dish. It was difficult to see exactly where they were, but they were alive and, you know, and calling, you know, on the food. And on top of that, the bread that was, you know, came with the meal in separate packages was mouldy.
Meanwhile, refugee advocates are calling on the federal government to consider accepting some of the people who have been waiting years for resettlement in Indonesia. In 2014, then Immigration Minister and now Prime Minister Scott Morrison banned refugee requests made from Indonesia. There are now around 14,000 refugees in that country who are marking a 10-year wait for resettlement into other nations, including Australia, and who are unable to receive an education, obtain working rights to support their families, or get a driver's licence. Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says enough is enough.
People cannot go home, they cannot remain where they are, and they have nowhere to go to. Really stuck in limbo. And Australia, you know, has done more than any other country to exacerbate this situation.
Long queues for COVID-19 testing may shorten ahead of the new year, with states changing their requirements to cope with demand. Queensland has scrapped the requirement for interstate travellers to get a PCR test on day 5, after only 0.6% of results were positive for the virus from tens of thousands of swabs. But the requirement for a negative PCR test to enter the state remains, with a switch to allow rapid antigen tests not expected before the new year. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet is urging the Queensland government to remove tests for people who are not unwell. Russia's Supreme Court has ruled that the country's best-known human rights group must be shut down. The Prosecutor General's office successfully petitioned the court to revoke the legal status of Memorial, an international human rights group that rose to prominence for its studies of political repression in the Soviet Union. Memorial and its supporters have maintained the accusations against the group are politically motivated. Gregory Levinsky, your Bloco party leader, says the judgment is a dangerous development, pointing to a worrying direction for Russian politics.
It is telling to us that Russia is moving from the authoritarian Putin system to some kind of postmodern totalitarian system in Russia, which would be kind of a linkage with the Soviet regime and even partly to the Stalin regime.
And in cricket, national debutant Scott Boland says he's overjoyed and honoured to have been awarded the Malag Medal after his stunning debut in the Ashes series for Australia. His 5 wickets off 19 balls is the equal fastest in Test history. And inevitably, he was named Man of the Match. The medal commemorates the Aboriginal Australia tour of England in 1868, something Mr. Boland says he's very pleased with.
It was about 17 of us went away a couple of years ago to commemorate the tour from 1868. We got to learn so much about that tour and what went on. And I think, well, obviously my family would be very proud, and I'm very proud to win this award.
And now for today's weather. In Perth, very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 33. The same for Melbourne, 24. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, sunny, 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, showers, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, cloudy, 27. Cairns, rain, 29. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.